Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Jeremy Yang. Jeremy, you are known as the online ads guy. You're based in Sydney, Australia. You are the founder of Digital Goliath. You're found on the web at digitalgoliath.com.au. Jeremy, it's great to have you.
Hey. Excited to be here, Josh. I'm pumped.
Before we get going talking about your superpowers, and I'd very much love to get a state of the union on where online ads are today, because I know a lot has been moving fairly quickly, particularly with AI, and a lot of the platforms are leveraging AI now. So we'll get into that. You know, one thing I just always love learning from other leaders is, you know, what they are doing when they are not at work. What are they passionate about? I understand you have a five-year-old.
Yes. I started late. I have a five-year-old and it's finally, you know, getting to the age where he's old enough to dribble a ball. And I used to coach basketball for a little bit and, you know, I'm really pumped to see him playing basketball now. Yeah. Very, very exciting stuff.
So how do you, how does one teach a five-year-old how to play basketball? That's a long way from where he, where he's at to where the net is.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's actually, he's actually shooting pretty high now. So what the problem I had when I was playing basketball, I never had a left hand. So I was right, and only one dribble or two dribbles on my left. So I'm forcing him to go both ways. So that's So that's my number one goal. I got to make sure he doesn't have a weak left hand.
So you're teaching him to be ambidextrous.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's still very young, but he's a standout. So that's how I'm spending my afternoons and stuff. Yeah, pumped. Are you guys doing the playoffs? Are you still watching the stuff? Do you follow it?
I'm not currently, as of when we're recording.
Yeah. That's cool. No, it's amazing. It's a good time, man. It's a good time to be, you know, with the kid.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of fun. And so we'll see. So when's the earliest that he can start playing? Like, are there when's the earliest that youth programs start doing like organized basketball?
Right now.
Oh my gosh. Now, that is crazy.
Already doing it. It's already like they double dribble and they travel, obviously, but you know, they let it go. Yeah. So it's right now. So next year under sixes, he'll be playing for like with a ref.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. All right. So to our friends that are listening right now, work it out with Jeremy, get your autographs of that five-year-old right now, and they're going to be worth something down the road.
That's it. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, tell me about Digital Goliath.
Yeah, sure thing. Digital Goliath founded 7 years ago. You know, it was born out of my impatience of, you know, sticking around marketing departments and not seeing results. And, you know, one of my bosses said, you're so impatient. If you want, you know, results quickly, you got to go ads. So I started working ads and loved it. Never stopped. Yeah. So it's all about media buying, Digital Goliath, Google and Facebook, Instagram ads.
Okay. Yeah. So for those of us who have not been paying attention to that world, catch us up to date with what's been going on over the past 6 to 12 months in the digital ad space.
Yeah. Love to tell you. So if you remember when ChatGPT first dropped about 2 years or a little bit over 2 years ago, when it got really, really hot, that kind of took Google out of surprise. So that Google had to come out with AI Overview. Mm-hmm. Which on top of Google search results, which killed a lot of the advertising space, right? Because that's now it's completely changed the behavior, how people find things and search for things. And now Google is now slipping ads back into the overview and all of that sponsored stuff. And ChatGPT is coming out with ads. So ads going to dominate again because that's the only way to make money, these platforms. You know, so that's a lot of that is going on in terms of the Google and search space. In terms of Facebook and Instagram, a lot of AI creatives, a lot of AI optimizing stuff that used to take 3 to 6 months to make with UGC influencers and all of that stuff is like snap of a finger now. I'm not saying it's good, but just a lot of noise, a lot of noise at the
Yeah.
moment.
So are you, so your superpowers extend through paid ad campaigns. Did you mention, so you also do influencer work, or is it just, okay, so it's just the so Google and the Meta properties. Yeah. How is performance and ROI looking today versus maybe where it was a couple of years ago?
During COVID time, just before COVID, people didn't know what was going to happen, right? As COVID hit. During COVID, just in the first year, you couldn't put a foot wrong. Doesn't matter
Right.
what you did, the advertising, you're going to make money, except if you're in airlines or restaurants, of course. But if you were in like lead gen, selling courses, e-commerce, you were killing it, right? And then slowly the ROAS, the return on ad spend petered out, as your audience probably will know. And right now things are really, really expensive because it's super competitive right now because of all the noise. So it's harder and harder to get cut through. And then I'm not sure if you're familiar, you probably are with Alex Hormozi's stuff. He talks a lot about those offers and guarantees. So everybody's coming out with these crazy, outrageous guarantees. He goes, oh, money back. I'll buy you a steak if it doesn't work, like all types of stuff. So it makes it harder and harder to advertise because it's harder to get cut through. So
Right.
that's the
A
environment right now.
lot of noise. Yeah.
A lot of noise.
What are you looking at? Like, right, what are the opportunities to advertise in and around AI platforms that folks might be using? I don't know if you're touching on that yet.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, right now, I like to call it the concept of Overton window, right? Everybody's trying to use as much AI until it irritates the audience, if that makes sense. They try to do as much as they can with AI until it kills their trust kind of thing. So they are kind of like doing the background stuff. But I'll tell you what is currently will continue to work is things like the genuine face-to-camera videos and the unique offers. That's always going to work. So I'm seeing a lot of that still come through really well.
Yeah, and do you mind maybe sharing an example or two of like what would be too much AI that's just going to annoy people? And folks do need to know this, right? So
Oh, big time.
so I think especially right now as of when we're recording this, we're just seeing more and more evidence of people just kind of burnt out on slop.
Oh,
And it just, you know, the inauthenticity, it just feels lazy. It's just like, listen, we've seen it before. You know, I look at, you know, Sora, what happened with Sora, for example. I mean, it was really cool and fun for me for about a week. And
Yeah, it was
then it's just
amazing.
like, oh, okay, yeah, I've kind of seen everything. It's kind of, what's going, from your perspective, what's going on there?
What's going on there is that for a period of time, influencer marketing was really the hot ticket. So if you're doing e-commerce, you have to get influencer, you have to get user-generated content. Then it became fake user-generated content. So basically, you send the product, they pay for it, and they'll say whatever you want them to say, right? So right now, AI's got so clean and so good that you can pretty much get $1 per creative off AI. So you just get a image or like a product video, and you kind of just pick a face, and it'll just create a UGC. Sometimes it's very difficult to tell the difference. So what actually happens isn't that now it's equal leveling out the playing field. That's not the case at all. Just makes people not treat that category of advertising seriously anymore. So the credibility is completely lost on there. That's an extreme example of AI going too far. I think other ones are just like, for example, Josh, you might have a lot of videos about yourself, and AI can already do the like speak on your behalf, like with your face there. So a lot of people are trying that because in advertising, you don't just do one post, right? You're doing like 16, 32, to see what works. And you don't want to sit there to record 32 videos. So you go, oh, let me take a shortcut. Let me, AI these 32 scripts, deep fake myself into saying these 32 things, and then I can test. So there's a lot of hype around that, but that's not going to work. That's going to really burn out. So I think the next big thing that's kind of come out is how to appear authentic and 100% showing the audience that this is not AI. Whether it's a weird background, whether you're walking your neighborhood, like that's going to be the next thing. Because of certain poses, certain way to hold your product and all that, that's going to look AI and people are just going to scroll straight past it. That's what I think.
Yeah, there's definitely, I notice in YouTube, I find myself, you know, where they're using those digital avatars. I'm just like, if you didn't have enough time to, you know, read from a teleprompter, you know, versus having your AI do it or whatever. No thanks. I'm moving on. Yeah. So obviously in ads, you know, so it sounds like, you know, the more human you can be, you're probably going to find some advantage there. What are other elements of ads that are working very well today in 2026?
2026. So I think that if you are a local business, video ads are still working very well. So video works in many ways because traditionally search, when you search something, it just used to be like text. But now the video and image and shopping and all of those experiences, it's all integrated into search. So while you have the text, you have the video underneath, you have the, like, it's a lot more visual. So getting into video is going to be a key thing for people coming in. And if what I'm also seeing is that a lot of businesses are jumping into advertising too early. So that might be helpful for your listeners who are thinking about it to kind of accelerate their growth, but sometimes they're not ready to catch the wave yet. So they're getting into it too early. And I think advertising should come way later in the journey of growth.
You're at digitalgoliath.com.au, and I know you produce your own content. Did I see that you record podcast episodes as well?
I'm trying to. I'm learning how to do it. Yeah, I'm getting into the game. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, we'll talk later. I got some ideas for you.
yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love it. I love to. Yeah.
You got to get. So tell me about Digital Goliath. Who you work with, and who kind of like your ideal client or campaign is.
Yeah, sure. So I don't think I'm good enough to convince people to use ads if not they're not already using it. But if they are already using it, they're not happy with the performance. I do really well, and we have a fair pricing structure, and we get much better return on ad spend than most businesses can get for them. So yeah, that's so established businesses are usually between $1 to $5 million in annual revenue. And who I work really well with founders because they like to talk, they like to explore things. I like to be, you know, close up to the action. We hold our, you know, fortnightly meetings and reporting and all that. So yeah, they enjoy it.
And your website, digitalgoliath.com.au, to our friends, I think you have some resources here. Do you want to maybe share what people might find at your website that might find valuable?
Yeah, for sure. So I think that most businesses, they're going to ads a little bit blind. So I've created a lot of calculators. Because during those, you know, discovery calls, I was like waving my hands and doing these calculations. So it wasn't very professional. So I made these calculators where I share my screen and I can tell them exactly how much they should expect to come back based on their niche, based on their budget, and their timeline. So for anyone who's visiting and they go to these resources, they can basically calculate their returns without even, you know, going on a discovery call or anything like that. So they can see how close they are to how much they're about to make. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, no, these are really good calculators. These are all available at digitalgoliath.com.au. So, Jeremy Yang, great quick conversation here with you. I really appreciate this. And again, for folks that want to grab a call with you or like, what do you recommend someone who's like wants to review their current ad plans?
Yeah, for sure. Please follow me on LinkedIn, man. I'm pretty active over there. I talk a lot about ads over there. I'm starting more on the talking to professionals about ads, and if they go to my website, I'm easy to find there. And if they're not happy with how the ads are performing, you know, it's always good to get a second opinion to see what's up.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Jeremy Yang, founder of digitalgoliath.com.au. Jeremy, thank you
Thanks,
so much
Josh.
For the conversation.
Great stuff. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.